This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome. It's November 7th, 2020. It is past the fall. It is a beautiful, beautiful day in California where we are. Where Radio Law Talk is based out of, and we have our studios. It has rained. We had needed rain for so long. It brings me joy to see the rain and to see all the dryness just looking a little more moist. I'm Fred Penny, your host. I got Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin here with me. This, by far, is the most exciting, entertaining, and informative show on earth. And but here's the thing that's interesting today. Prior to the start of the show, we, Denise and I and Todd, always talk, and we're talking about this and that. And by the way, you can hear the behind the scenes generally if you listen to us live at www.radiolawtalk.com. Click on the live button. You're obviously either doing that or listening on the radio. And if you're listening on the radio and they don't carry all 3 hours, because this is a 3 hour show, go ahead and go to our website. But you could usually hear us talk about stuff. We're talking about, okay, you know, the elephant in the room. Do we talk about the lawsuits that Trump's bringing on, you know, about the elections and et cetera, et cetera? And because we are a politically neutral, we do argue both sides because we're lawyers. And I said to myself, you know, we've got more important things to talk about, like Costco's class action dog food case.
I think the fate of the free world hangs in the balance.
That's what hangs in the balance. Forget about Pennsylvania, Nevada, or who wins, Trump or Biden. Costco class action dog food is at the top of our list on Radio Law Talk. And without that, you would probably turn off the radio. So we're going to talk also probably the second most important thing, Denise, in the United States and in England right now is what? Johnny Depp. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp, and we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about the NFL. There's a lawsuit. There's always a lawsuit there. We talk about BP oil cases. We got the Angels, Tyler Skaggs. That's the individual that passed away. That was a sad deal with the Angels. We're going to talk about lawsuits going on there, criminal lawsuits. We've got case or no case, which is everybody's favorite. What's Cal Hunter, our bereaved and crazy. But I notice you do. Your hair has been cut, and you look nice. But he's wearing his gray Santa Claus beard is coming through because every year he becomes Santa Claus, right?
That's right. That's
I'm looking
right
through the window and see him.
Big auditions today.
But he is going to do a case or no case and try to stump us. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. We are not giving legal advice, Todd,
except when you're around the dinner table, maybe at Thanksgiving, if you just haven't had a good argument in a while, you can trot out Radio Law Talk. When somebody says they say, then you just throw back something we said, and, you know, that will get the competitive juices flowing. By the way, as we were talking here, after today, only 6 Saturdays left before Christmas, so get your shopping done.
Oh, oh wow.
Todd, you're looking
bring
for
it home.
What are you looking for Denise and I already? Because I can tell you're the type of guy to do it way in advance.
Yeah, I am.
You brought your presents in an old McDonald's bag.
Let me tell you something. For guys that shop for Christmas like me, all I got to say is I am indeed, thank heaven, CVS stays open late.
I was going to say Walgreens, 24 hours, baby.
You guys are forgetting about one of the most important events today.
What's going on today? Oh, are the Ducks playing?
The first day. Ducks football.
Not only are so for those of you that don't know, Denise is an alumnus of the Oregon Ducks. And not only today their first game, but they are also unveiling their new video screen that is the biggest video screen in college football.
Wonder who paid for that.
That is being opened up today.
Now, I'm excited.
I wonder who paid for that.
That's an outdoor arena, right? Obviously. So.
Yeah, Watson. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
I think a little swoosh paid for
is
that.
Is Nike buying that big screen?
I don't know, but everybody was wearing their. I don't know who it is, but everybody was wearing their bikies.
To be honest.
They're all riding their bikies to the game.
Okay, well, that is today, Denise. Who do they play?
Yes. Stanford.
Stanford.
Stanford. That's always a good game. It's always a good game. And it's in Oregon, unfortunately. I've been to every Stanford, Oregon game the last few years.
You know what?
At Stanford.
All of our East Coast listeners are going,
That's just Pac-12.
Who's playing the Big Ten and the ACC?
Yeah,
and the,
exactly.
Let's see. Are they even on the radar? So good for you, Denise. We're excited. I watch football. I do. I am I love Brigham BYU football. I am a BYU football.
Didn't hear the Boise game yesterday.
Oh my gosh, they spanked Boise State, and Boise State ranked 21st. BYU's ranked 9th, and I have to tell you,
so they should have won.
BYU won.
Yeah, but that's saying they should have
upset.
But still, 51-17.
Oh, they really?
Oh, 51-17.
Zach Wilson must have been on fire. I saw on the pregame show that there were about 30 NFL scouts there to see Zach Wilson play.
He was humming the ball, man. Yeah. I'll tell you. They're saying he's going to go first round. So I don't know. With the NFL, we're going to talk about an NFL attorney lawsuit today. But if you want to call in, call us at 855 Law Radio. We are on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or even on TikTok, believe it or not. So just go to put up Radio Law Talk, you'll find us. You know what's also cool, I know I keep throwing out about Radio Law Talk, is if you want to, any subject you want to talk about or you want to hear about, believe it or not, our website, it's got the podcast. You can type in the subject and it'll search the subject for you and tell you the date and the hour of that specific topic, and we talked about it. So go back and do your learning from us. We're 4 years now, coming up on 4 years, Cal. Isn't that right?
So who needs law school? All you can do is research every topic.
In fact, I'm going to throw this out, Cal. I'm going to throw it out only once.
Okay.
I'm going to throw it out once. Anyone, the first person that calls in and wants to say something on the radio, or at least tell Cal, we're going to send them a Radio Law Talk shirt. Let's do that. Because we got two shirts. One says, who needs law school? You anyway, right?
Yes.
And the other one says, when you're tired of politics, radio. You know?
I'm thinking, shouldn't we go with a hoodie? It's fall.
Well, we don't have hoodies. We just have T-shirts is all. But we have a mug. We can send them also. But we will get to these topics. We just don't like getting to them right. Howard, was everybody good this week? Was Todd, you were in court, you said, and Denise?
Yeah.
I was in my office in San Jose.
Okay, you were working away. Denise,
I work hard there.
She's a family law attorney, Todd, and the reason I'm saying this, we only have about a minute left. Todd is a former prosecutor in Tennessee and in California, and he's now got his own criminal practice. I have a personal injury firm. We're coming up close to 30 years. I am the founder and managing partner of that
30
firm.
Years.
Coming up.
Congratulations.
That's 19. No, we're not yet. So it was 92 that I founded it. 1992. Oh. So 2020. That's about a year and a half, 2 years coming up.
Denise is over here. You know, in marriage years, 30 is like, that's like you're six marriages old.
Yeah. Oh, Cal got a caller already. Looks like we got to give the T-shirt
uh-oh,
away.
All right.
Anyway, I appreciate everybody coming here. We're not going to talk. If you want to call us and talk about go ahead, Cal. You got someone?
No, we have a 1 minute. We're a minute to the break. Hey, hold on. Jim will hold on. So
yeah,
we'll
okay.
Talk to him
but what if you really do want to talk about the election and the lawsuits? We know a little bit about it. Enough, we always say, to get in trouble. But between you and I, doesn't matter what side you're on. It's done. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what even about the lawsuit.
But it's still interesting.
It is.
I
the legalities for us is kind of an interesting thing.
Especially that Trump is not legally required to say, okay, you got me, you win, I step aside. And apparently, the latest I just read, he's not going to. It's going to be interesting.
Ooh, this will be useful.
It's going to be a fight.
You know what? This makes life fun. We'll be back after this. We're going to do a case or no case right away and talk to the caller.
Yep. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk, as Fred told you, coming right up right here on your favorite radio station. And if you're streaming us also on RadioLawTalk.com. So stay right there, and we will be right back.
Oh. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-DEBT.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Hey, not only does the little kid like the show, Jim from California likes the show.
Yep, and
Jim,
with
you
us.
Got, Jim, yeah. What do you got?
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for being there, all of you. So here's the deal.
Radio Law Talk, this is Cal.
Hello?
Oh, shoot. Hold on. All right, different. Never mind. It's not me. It's the phone system. Jim, call. Oh. Jim, call us back if you can. Oh. Jim, are you still there? Hello, Jim. Jim, if you're there, talk to me. Hello?
Oh, he's there.
No, this isn't Jim. Hello? This is a different guy. Different caller. Oh. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, David Olson in New Mexico, and I was calling about which is everything, I would assume, about attorney-client relationship responsibilities. I know that there may be statute on it. I know there are, is it court rules? Is that where attorney-client relationship duties are described? Because the problem that I'm having, and I've had this with three attorneys in a row, I have a court-appointed attorney in a custody case, not a criminal case, a civil custody case.
Right.
The court was required to appoint me an attorney because it was statutorily required. And that attorney did what I'm going to describe. And then two public defenders did when I've been pursuing my children. People get upset with you for pursuing your own children, and so they call the cops. And so I'm dealing with a criminal
case. Hold on a second. My bad.
For calling somebody on the telephone, and I have a public defender on that. And what
I'll get to you in a second. Hold on.
Every single state is different, but in California, the attorney-client responsibility is set forth in the professional rules of responsibility. So that's where it is in California. So you can look that up for New Mexico and find out where those rules are.
Yeah, that's exactly
got it. And when I look there, here's the behavior that happens.
Okay, hold on. David, let me say one thing. Just tell you, as an attorney, be careful talking over the air about your case. So what I want you to do is not talk about your case because it may harm you, and we're not here giving legal advice, but don't talk anything over the air. This is my case. This is what I'm doing because it may detrimentally affect you. And that's not legal advice I'm giving you. I'm just talking general. So you can talk to us about something general, but not your situation.
I'll just say it in general terms, having nothing to do with me. And there's a pattern, I've seen a pattern, but if an attorney, and we're talking about a public appointed attorney, not a commercial attorney, because if it was a commercial attorney,
quickly, David, if an attorney, finish the question.
Okay, what they're doing is I have a right to assist, or I'm sorry, a person has a right to assist in their own defense.
Okay.
That's accepted. And when an attorney does not consult with a client during the pendency of the entire discovery, is that a violation of
I'll take that. We'll take it off the air. Yeah, we'll take that off the air. Okay, David, good question. The answer is the attorney needs to always be in touch with the client within reason. Because, you didn't tell me every little thing that's going on. Well, we can't talk to our clients about every little thing that's going on, but if it's a major or important thing that's part of the case, you didn't tell me that you talked to defense counsel. Well, I talk to defense counsel all the time. I don't have to call my client and tell them all the time that I'm talking to defense counsel. But if it's important or something that's germane that has to be decided by the client, David, yes, the attorney needs to generally talk to you. Now, there's going to be arguments back and forth, not just to jump on you, David, but there's always, you didn't call me. You didn't return my call. Here's my email to you. Here's your response, and that's why attorneys, it's very important that we log note.
Yes.
And like in our firm, we have a thing called CasePeer. And CasePeer is a very organized, awesome program that we log note the date, the time when we're talking to clients. And that's what you do. But yes. David, generally speaking, and not about any of the years, yes, the attorney needs to communicate with you. If you think there's an issue, email the attorney. And so you have evidence as an email, and at least hopefully it's getting to the attorney, not going to their spam, and call them, and fax them,
and mail them.
So now you've got three or four ways.
Trace of communication. All right, now Jim's back with us on the phone. We have about a minute and a half for you. Jim, go ahead.
Okay, Jim, sorry, go ahead.
This relative was conserved, and during the procedures and the conservation, his attorney modified his estate documents that were done 3 years before. And when the attorney did that. The next day, this relative was at a board-certified neuropsychologist and declared incompetent in a testamentary manner. So are his estate documents considered modified, or do those documents that were put together the day before he was declared incompetent, do they stand?
Okay, good question. Again, we have to be very careful. We're going to take it off the air.
Yes.
And by the way, wait, give Cal your phone number, address. You get the shirt.
Yeah, I got it.
We cannot give advice over the air, just so you know. And we can't say this is the issue and this is what you need to do and that's what you need to do. There's all these ethics rules. We got to be very careful. But Denise can generally, and Todd, we're going to generally talk about that general issue. Again, seek local counsel.
It's going to be a question of fact and a question of law. And so then, you know, it's going to be a question of fact and a question of law. So there's no clear answer, but certainly it looks like there's a question whether or not it should be challenged, perhaps.
Yeah, there could be a lot of things, not the least of which was a power of attorney in effect that had previously been declared. I can tell you the flip side is that if nothing was above board, and if it does appear that something was untoward in the changing of the state the day before, given the age of the person that was interred, now you're looking at a possible financial elder abuse claim. If it was not above board, it raises a lot of issues, and we just give the lawyer answer. It depends.
Depends. The diaper. All right, we're going to be back and talk about, we're going to do a case or go case when we come back. Thank you for your calls, David and Jim. We appreciate it. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solutions Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Security is being ramped up this weekend in Phoenix as rallies and ballot counting continue. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzone says no protesters have been arrested this week as his office put up barriers around election headquarters. He told Arizona's family that they want to make sure everyone is safe, including election workers and those practicing their First Amendment rights.
We have mobilized the department just to ensure that we have all the staffing necessary to provide safety for any unknown variables that we may deal with.
Pinzone adds that people are emotionally attached at this time, which can lead to frustration or celebrations. He's asking everyone to be patient and thoughtful. Patience is the word, as Arizona, along with Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia have not been called for either Biden or President Trump. In the Grand Canyon state, the former vice president leads by more than 29,000 votes. The Dow and S&P 500 were lower on Friday. The Nasdaq was up. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Hey, Cal, be prepared. Give another little kid saying, because I've heard that one. That's a good one. But we need to hear some other ones. Is there something appropriate?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I'd like to hear another one. Something appropriate to elections.
Stop whining.
That's a good one. That was perfect. Repeat that. This is about the elections.
Stop boring me.
Stop boring me. That's a good one. All right. We're going to do a case or no case, which everybody's here for. Cal, go ahead and roll case or no case.
All right. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. Carl always wanted to be a pastor to the rich and famous. He got a lot of support in his effort to form a mega church in Australia, including a multi-$1,000 donation from a man to whom he had ministered, a pop singer. Now comes word that Carl was fired because he acknowledged on Instagram that he had cheated on his lovely bride while acting as a pastor of the faith. So, the pop star and others felt cheated upon, too, so much that they called their legal teams together to see if they had been swindled or cheated, if they might get their donations back from the minister in Australia, who also opened up a big church in New York City. And so I ask you, Fred, since you're new back, case or no case.
I like this one.
I didn't write it down.
Okay, let me go over really quick. So Carl, the pastor.
Ministers to a pop star.
And others.
Carl cheats on his wife. Pop star, and a bunch of people get together with their lawyers and say, hey, dude, I gave you millions of dollars. We want it back.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
I know the answer. That is actually a case. You said it's based out of Australia. When you donate to the church, it is not contingent upon what an individual is or is not doing, what the pastor is or is not doing. It is a gift. It is a donation without any contracts. And therefore, whatever you give that guy, if he has an affair, that's too bad, so sad. And I say the pastor wins, keeps all the billions of dollars, and flies in his new jet and on his beautiful yacht across the ocean and comes to New York and opens a new one. There we go.
And what say you, Mr. Cunin? Would that be a case or no case? Is Carl going to have to give back the dough?
Was yours a case or no case?
Yes, a case. And the pastor wins.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm going to say, look, if depending on how much money the pop star donated, if I'm his attorney or her attorney, and they come to me and say, hey, can I get back the $1 million that I donated? My first question is, well, he may have cheated, but the cheating doesn't change the 501c3 nature of the religious organization. It's still a charity, a religious organization. And if you were successful in getting your $1 million back, you're also going to lose that $1 million tax deduction that you took for donating to a charity. So do you really want to incur that tax liability? I think that because of certain things that have been in the news recently, Cal, you saw this and wondered if folks were ever going to pull their donations back. And that's why I say no case.
Oh, man, you're so much smarter.
No case.
Okay, well, all right. Denise, what say you?
I hate when I agree with Todd.
Todd hates it too.
It's so much more fun when I can have stimulating debate with him. Dang it. All right, let me see if I can do something different.
No, just because I'm a loser. You know I'm going to lose. I lose every time.
Yeah, but I got to think about a legal theory. I think because the donation actually went to the church and not to the minister, that there is no privity of contract.
That's what I said, too. But I said it was a case. But you say no case, right?
I say no case.
Oh, okay.
Dang it.
Oh, I know Fred's going to lose. Is that, well, you guys are smart. Whatever Fred says, do the opposite.
Fred, so, I have some sad news.
I know.
For
I know.
You.
Yeah. It's no sad news. It's not sad, Cal. It's a fact.
No, and the pop singer in this case was Justin Bieber, who donated about $1 million to this guy. And he came back to New York and started a big mega church here. And boy, he was just really red hot until he said, well, you know, I just couldn't. I was in love, man. What could I do?
I had sin.
Big time, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Is that who it is?
No, not Jim Baker. It's really a guy named Carl, and no lawsuit was ever filed. So it is, in fact.
Well, I'm going to file a lawsuit so I can win.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Monday, Penny and Associates files lawsuit. Okay. I won. I want my points.
Well, you know, and I get
you had zero.
I'm a zero deal. Of course I do. I lose no matter what. I'm paying. Right now, I will pay in advance because I know I'm not going to win.
Well, Fred brought some raw steaks in. By the way, next hour, a magician's magician and giving up magic secrets. That's next hour on case or no case.
You know,
and that's just for this hour.
I get that this was not a case because it's one thing to swindle somebody, maybe, allegedly, in a religious context for money, but... I mean, it's not like we're talking about something important like dog food.
Well, we're going to talk about dog food, but what about cat food?
I don't know.
Would you start your own religion? Okay, I could see Todd's new religion.
Okay.
The House of Todd, and everyone brings their cats in. And everybody's there with their cat, meow, meow, and they give sermons while they're holding their cats.
The case of the gravy cat food.
The gravy cat. And you put like your Friskies in the plate instead of the money as you go across.
Maybe my church experience has left me a bit jaded, but how would that be any different? You know, cats, they don't pay any attention. It's like they're listening.
Just like nobody does at church.
They got to show up. Yeah, whatever. I'm just here for the Friskies, the kibbles, the mints, and the
sleeping. The sleeping and the grooming.
Anybody's cute. Come on. That's all I'm here for. I mean, it's...
This is not the first time we've talked about interesting law, class action lawsuits that are... And by the way, I looked up... Did you know you can go look up the latest class action dog suits?
Dog
suits? Lawsuits. Lawsuits on the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission. You can look up the latest class action lawsuits about advertising, just the advertising lawsuits. And that's what they're arguing here in this Costco class action lawsuit that's alleging that the dog... Did I say this? What did I say that?
It's like you got a tongue twister.
Dog food, that they're saying it's grain-free and it's not actually grain-free.
That's right.
And so there's a class action suit.
What, the dog's allergic to wheat?
I don't know.
There are some dogs that have you know, different kinds of conditions.
So just to bring the listeners up to speed here, you know, Costco has their own brand of everything, and it's Kirkland. You can get the, if you buy jeans and they're Costco brand jeans, they're Kirkland jeans. They have Kirkland this, Kirkland that. Well, you know, they decided they want to start selling dog food too.
So, well, you know what they do.
So you can get the Kirkland brand dog food.
The grain-free dog food.
And they even have one that they advertise as grain-free. Well, the you-know-what has hit the fan because somebody decided, you know, we need to take this dog food and run it through a DNA tester to see if there's really grain in this dog food. And they did, and oh, my gosh.
Well, this is what I want to know.
Oh, my.
Is it the dogs that are complaining?
I know.
Is it woof, 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 grain, woof, grain? I mean, what is going on here?
Hello, Karen.
Scratching.
I'm gaining tall.
Let me tell you this. My dog eats his poop.
Oh, God.
Yes. He does. He does. I mean, that's what's going on. If there's some grain in the dog food, he drinks. I've got fresh water for the dog, and he drinks out of the mud puddle. You know, come on.
Or the toilet.
You've gone to restaurants and had those twice-baked potatoes. That's what eating your poop is for dogs. That's twice-digested grain.
My dogs, and by the way, I love them. They passed away recently in their labs. They eat our cow manure all the time. I have to, like, knock it off. And they like the wet cow manure, not the dry stuff, the wet stuff. And Denise,
I wonder they
died. Here. Yeah. So,
I don't have a very strong stomach, you
listen
guys.
Listen to this. So, here's a lawsuit for damages that says there was a little bit of grain in my dog's food, and we're bringing a lawsuit.
No,
under, let me finish, under the FTC, it's about false advertising,
right.
And that's what it's about. But they are smart. Their argument isn't about the dogs. What the argument is, I'm thinking, why would you ever bring this? They're saying it's a premium. This is the smart way they did it, right?
Yes,
Denise?
I agree.
It's a premium price I'm paying for the grain-free food. You shouldn't charge me a premium price because there's a little bit of grain in it.
Now here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
So when I read this, where it's not really bought because, oh, we got this, and some people might have anecdotally said, oh, well, yeah, my dog's got a skin condition, or my dog doesn't like this, whatever. But it was primarily the financial aspect of it, right? So I decided I'd look up, how does Kirkland brand compare to other brands in terms of price? The Kirkland brand dog food comes out to 72 cents per pound. The other brands compared were all almost double that. $1.55 a pound, $1.77 a pound, $1.09 a pound, $1.67, $1.62. So where's the financial problem here? You saved money. And by the way, nobody buys Costco brand dog food because they're really health conscious.
Unless you hate your dog.
They buy it because you can buy it by the pallet.
Right, exactly.
I'm telling you right now, again,
I don't know.
I'm going to repeat it one more time. My labs ate their own poop, drank out of the mud puddle, and ate the cow's manure. We'll be back after this.
Hope your dog doesn't have any strange eating habits. We'll continue with Radio Law Talk here in just a minute. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
I guess we're on, right, Cal?
It's 48 minutes after the hour. That's our normal rejoin time, so the answer is you bet you were on.
Okay, we have to talk more. We were just talking about dogs off the air.
Woof.
Johnny Depp, look, let me tell you what's going on here. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I'm going to try to give a brief overview as to what has occurred so far. And we got nice music in the background, Cal. Thank you.
That's good stuff.
The Johnny Depp stuff. So Johnny Depp, as you know, is Pirates of the Caribbean famous. He is a very wealthy, at one time, I think the wealthiest Hollywood star in the world, or
Hurting for money.
Yep, dude ain't hurting for money. At one time, he was spending $300,000 a year on wine.
Yes,
but it was a lot of it. Everyone's like, "Oh, he drinks a lot." No, he was. A lot of it was.
I heard it was all Costco Kirkland wine.
Yes, it was.
For gifts. Yes, it was all for gifts.
No, but a lot of it is people do collect wines, and it does increase in value if you buy an older vintage. And so he marries Amber Heard for a short time, and let me tell you, it's a very tumultuous marriage, and there's a number of things that occurred, and Amber Heard, there's two things that occurred. The Sun, which is kind of the National Enquirer of England.
The British tabloids.
British tabloids, basically called him a wife beater.
That's right.
And so he sued them for basically defamation. one of the defenses of defamation is the
he
truth.
He sued him in England.
In England. And one of the basic truths are, I mean, if it's true, then it's not defamation. So this lawsuit occurred and continued to go forward. And by the way, there it wasn't a jury, but it was a judge that decided. He's also got a case against his wife, former wife, Amber Heard, in the United States that has not been heard yet on the same basic allegations where she, in an op-ed in the Washington Post, was it?
In an op-ed, she had described herself as being the survivor of domestic abuse, never mentioned him by name,
right,
but contextually, and given the fact that she'd only been married once and whatever, I mean, people, it's one of those, hey, look, the public can connect the dots, they know you're talking about me and this didn't happen, those are, that's his defense.
And he brings that lawsuit. That one's forthcoming, that case has not finished.
I think it's going to get dismissed.
I think he's
because defamation in the United States is harder to prove than it is in England. And in England, it doesn't have to be the truth is its absolute defense. What it was substantially
right
true.
Yeah,
that's what the judge found was it was substantially true.
So the judge did have you jumped the gun, which is great.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. They just found, and we're going to get into detail, they just found the judge, the case is over, and we're going to talk about what occurred on the case, and the judge just found that Johnny Depp loses against the son, and actually the son may be able to get their attorney's fees too. We're going to discuss what were some of the things that were said in this.
Now one thing important to keep in mind just as a little bit of background here is the reason it was so important for this story broke in England and why Johnny Depp sued in England was because of the background behind why the story was even published. J.K. Rowling has this new series, the Harry Potter novelist. She has a newer series that she spearheaded. It's Fantastic Beasts. That's the series. And Johnny Depp was cast to be the main villain in that.
Right.
And so the son, before the first one had even been made, when it was decided that he was going to be in J.K. Rowling's new series, the son said, J.K. Rowling hires casts wife beater Johnny Depp as in this new role. And that's what spurred this on, was essentially, how could you do this? Look at what the conduct. And he sued the son, saying, you called me not alleged wife beater, you called me a wife beater, and then that trial went.
Yeah, and what we said is you should have just said alleged would have been, I mean, and there's we can argue that back and forth, because just because you say alleged doesn't mean you're not, you know,
sure,
there's not defamation. But still, and what's important on this thing, we brought up a number of issues, are we always said, I better be careful what I say. That's a saying my dad used to say. Let a dead animal lie. You know what I mean? If it's, you know, just don't kick it. Don't try, you know, just
yeah.
Don't. And that's just a saying, by the way. But it's just don't upset the apple cart. Walk away. And that's kind of what we said. It revived all these problems and these issues between the two of them. And now it got aired even more, huh, Denise?
Yeah, I think it ruined his career, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it's the end of his career.
Well, here's the development. The reason why I brought it up about the fact that it came up in connection with J.K. Rowling's casting him in this series is this, because this is what we have learned since this ruling came down.
On Monday. It came down on Monday.
The ruling came down on Monday. Warner Brothers, I believe it was.
Yes.
Warner Brothers, who was the movie studio behind these movies coming forward. Now, mind you, two of them have already come out. He's already been in two of them.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So Warner Brothers, after this decision, went to Depp and asked him to resign from the third movie, and he agreed. So we always wondered, why is it that Johnny Depp is raising such a big stink about this? And now this is pure speculation on Todd's part. Pure speculation. But if Warner Brothers is of the opinion that they wanted to ask Johnny Depp to step down once this lawsuit of his was dismissed, I'm wondering if, in order to be in the movie as a condition, he had to fight the allegations. If Warner Brothers went to him when the first allegation came out in The Sun and said, hold on a second, we ain't going to cast you in this if you're out there as being an accused wife beater. And Depp says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll fight it. all right, we'll let you be in while you fight it, but if the decision comes down, you can't be in the rest of it. And the reason why it's important is this is a 5-movie deal. They've only got two.
Yeah,
right.
And...
go ahead.
My theory is that, I'm looking way outside, is that Johnny Depp said, you know what, if I lose, I'm out. I'll bet he felt so strongly about him being able to beat this that he probably dug a little line in the sand and said, you know what? I got this. If I lose, I'll quit.
I think he made a huge mistake. I don't think they required him to fight it. I think he said, well, I'm Johnny Depp, and you can't call me that. And I had problems with Amber Heard, and she was the aggressor in our relationship.
Good point.
And so I'm going to fight this. And I think Johnny did it himself. And when he realized the outcome, he resigned, probably to save face.
So here's
a couple of things. The first thing is it sounds to me, generally what we've seen in the testimony, they both have a volatile relationship. I'm not pointing the finger, but they're both probably have some things going on here. Someone's saying, oh, Fred, you're not sticking up. I'm not being political. I'm just saying, according to the evidence that was presented that we know about, both were having some issues with their relationship. And it's not just one-sided. But what I'm trying to say is, you think, you know, Amber, let's sit down. Amber, I know in divorce, Denise, you do this, the hate is so strong. But sometimes, like, we both have careers. Let's just walk away from this. It's going to hurt both of us. And I know someone's saying, well, I can see the argument. Well, it doesn't matter. You should bring these up, you know, if he's a true wife beater. I get that. But they should have figured this out and said, let's just walk away.
Well, I thought they had, because they settled for $6 million to Amber Heard. She donated it to a woman's shelter, I believe, for domestic violence purposes. And they each said that they had that they came to an agreement and that they both agreed that they were going to drop everything. And she dropped the domestic violence restraining order, and everything was dropped. So I thought at that time they'd actually come to that kind of a good sense agreement, right?
Yeah, in terms of his fighting it, the only thing, and this may be, again, why he fought it, but...
Johnny, call us. Tell us why.
So when Johnny Depp stepped down, when he resigned, his statement was, Warner Brothers contacted me and asked me to resign, and so I agreed. I agreed to resign. So it was at the request of the movie studio.
Yeah.
So if the movie studio, and this is why I wonder if that's why he fought it to begin with, to be in the two, because if the movie studio was going to not allow him to be in the films because of these allegations, well, why would they be okay with him being in the film when the allegations first came up? And the only reason I can think is, or the big reason is, if he said, no, this isn't true and I'm going to fight it. Well, if you're going to fight it, we'll let you be in while that's pending. But if a determination is made against you, we're asking you to step down.
Well, I bet it's in his contract. I bet it's in his contract.
That's what
I
was saying. Disney let him go, too.
Yeah.
Disney replaced him in
Pirates
of
the Caribbean.
Well, here's the other thing, by the way, and we got to go. We'll be back after this. But remember, Johnny Depp, he gets royalties.
Oh, yeah. He ain't hurting for money.
We'll be back.
One more hour is gone, but two more coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk, so stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
No, I won't do that.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.